This is Endscreen Noise. My name is Colin Dixon, founder and chief analyst at Endscreen Media, and today is September 9th, 2021. Today, Roku released a new report called The Streaming Decade. When will all TV be streamed? Now, it worked with the National Research Group to field a survey to 2,852 US adults between 18 and 70 who watch 5 hours of TV per week. They could stream it, they could watch traditional TV or mix it up. And they fielded this survey between July 24th and July 30th, so it is pretty recent. Well, here are my top four takeaways in the next 4 minutes. So the first thing they did was they asked people where they went when they watched something that everybody is talking about. Two-thirds of people said that they went to streaming, and 22% said they went to traditional TV. This makes a lot of sense. Broadcasters are now putting their best foot forward on their streaming services. There's The Mandalorian in Disney Plus. There's the Star Trek franchise in Paramount Plus. There's all those first-run movies on HBO Max. And of course, there's that ton of originals coming into Netflix and other services like Hulu and Amazon Prime Video. So it makes absolute sense that people picked streaming, because to be in the zeitgeist, as Ted Sarandos from Netflix likes to say, you have got to be watching online these days. Now, I mentioned that HBO Max was releasing a bunch of new movies in its service. It has indeed been doing that, releasing day and date movies with theaters all of this year, and it'll end this year. But it really does lead me to my second key takeaway. And again, this is good news for HBO Max. Roku says nearly three quarters said new movies were key to attracting them to a new service. And I have noticed that HBO Max has been at the top of the charts in subscriber acquisition in the first two quarters of this year. And it could be why Netflix is releasing 42 movies, yes, 42 movies, between now and the end of the year. Now, it's not curtains for the movie theaters. 66% said that they plan to go to the movie theaters in the next year. But 70% said that they plan to stream new movies in the future. So that's good news for streaming even there. And more good news for HBO Max. 60% say they have already streamed a new movie in the last year. And I bet a lot of those streamed it from HBO Max. It is no news that ad-supported streaming has gotten a huge boost as people search for stuff to watch during lockdown. And that brings me to my third major point. Roku says that 7 in 10 streamers now have at least one ad-supported service. And free ad-supported really plays a huge part in that. 1 in 3 added a new free ad-supported service in the last year versus 1 in 4 that added at least one paid ad-supported service. So that's great news for Tubi, for Pluto TV, Zumo, and all of the rest of the free providers, including the Roku channel, of course. But it's also pretty good news for folks like Hulu and for HBO Max, which just added a streaming tier. And my final point is about subscription cycling. Now, this is something that has really got SVOD services worried. This is where people add a service, they watch a bunch of stuff, they drop it, they wait for something new to come back into the service, and they rejoin and they watch that, and then they drop it and they rinse and they repeat. This is, I think, worrying a lot of SVOD providers, because most of them are monthly services. But it is a problem, according to Roku, but not a huge problem. 25% said they had subscription cycled at least once in the last year. Now, this sounds big, but maybe we should look at it the other way around. 75% haven't subscription cycled in the last year. And by the way, only 6% said that they plan to cancel a service in the next year. So that could mean that churn is reducing for some of the SVOD services, and churn also is a very big worry. Well, there you have it. 4 minutes, four big data points, which I think tell us a lot about the market right now. And there's lots more interesting stuff in that report. I will include a link with the posting on YouTube and on my site. And while you're at my site, why don't you sign up for the Endscreen Media newsletter? It's free, it's daily, it's weekly, whatever you want. And you should check back, because in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be launching a new news feature, which will be covering the connected TV marketplace in a lot of detail. So check back in the next couple of weeks. This has been Colin Dixon with Endscreen Media. I'll see you again next time.